Word on Today FM.
It is time for our weekly travel slot here on The Last Word. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is here to give us all the best deals on the market this week if you're planning a trip abroad towards the end of the year, or indeed, Sarah, if you're very well planned and you're thinking about next summer already. Are there some people already in that boat? Maybe they're just back from holiday and they're thinking, I got to get 2026 in the books.
Hi, Will. Yeah, funny, at this time of year, there's always kind of stages. And when the kids go back to school, people start planning. It's like summer's over. OK, let's start planning next year. So, yeah, this can be actually quite a good time. Especially flights usually go on sale about 11 months in advance. So especially if you're looking kind of for early July, you know, a lot of the flights will be on sale already. And for families in particular. So, yeah, it can be a good time, actually.
Once upon a time, there was this argument that September, particularly when the kids were back, there was almost like a drop off a cliff in prices. Is that still happening, where there's a lot of value to be had in September once the kids are back in school?
To be honest, it's very strange year. I think there's been a lot of the habits have changed a bit. I think the weather, the high temperatures have definitely changed people from travelling in July, August, plus the prices. So June was extremely busy. And September is actually quite busy as well, particularly for couples. So you don't see as big a change, I think, as you used to. But coming later into September, into October, and actually there's some really good deals available for winter this year, because I think we've more destinations than ever in the winter. So you can definitely pick up a bargain, but I don't think it's traditionally the same drop off as we've seen in other years in September.
All right, well, let's have a look then if people are looking for right now. We're going to kick things off the Costa Dorada in Spain, not too far away from Salou and the city of Barcelona. What's available next month there?
Yeah, the Pineda Park are one of these properties that are actually the number one rated on TripAdvisor. They're just beside the beach, and it's a quieter area, Pineda, than Salou itself. So popular with families or couples looking for a kind of a nice beach holiday with lots to do. As you're near Salou, you can go into the theme parks if you want. You're very close to Barcelona, Tarragona. So great for sightseeing. And the value is there because, like that, traditionally it's a kind of family area, resorts, kids are back in school, and there's flights from Dublin, Cork and Shannon, and the 16th of September for a week, a flight and an apartment. They actually have a two bedroom apartment that sleeps six, from Dublin 419, from Shannon 449 and from Cork 449, and that includes your flights and accommodation for 7 nights. So ideal if you've either want to bring young kids, or you just want to have a separate bedroom. Sometimes that can happen as well. Just really, really good value space apartments.
That, to me, seems like incredible value for 7 days.
Yeah. I think you see usually the two-bedroom apartments are very family-orientated. So in September, they're just not needed. So they tend to sell them off really, really cheaply, you know.
Nice spot. And also, if you're going to Spain this time of the year, it's not quite as hot as July or August, where a lot of the locals around that area be getting out of the area at that time of year.
Exactly, yeah. And there's just so much to see and do in that area, you know, Montserrat, Tarragona. You could go to a different place every day if you wanted to. And of course, Barcelona's just down the road as well. So yeah, lots to do there.
Corfu, again, this looks like decent value. You've picked up a 4-star hotel with change out of a grand potentially here.
Yeah, this is really, again, top-rated hotel, the Mitzis Masongi Resort. It's kind of located between two of the main resorts in Corfu. I actually stayed there myself. It's a really, really nice spot. But this particular hotel is an all-inclusive, so all your food, your drinks are included. Their flights are with Aer Lingus, so you get a 10 kg checked bag. So you're kind of all in for everything. The 23rd of September, $7.99 for a week, or the 9th of September, if anybody wants to go kind of last minute, $9.99. But again, it's a good hotel and all your meals, drinks and everything is included in the cost.
I don't think anyone needs to be sold on the beauty of Santorini. It's a place I really want to go to. I've never been to, but I've seen videos and pictures of that area of Greece. It looks absolutely amazing. It looks like September, again, you've picked out a 4-star hotel there. There's a bit of value to be had here.
Yeah, it's a good time to go. It's not as crowded as it can be during the summer. This is a sort of quieter area. You do definitely get better value if you stay in some of the quieter resorts, not the ones you see online for those iconic sunsets. And this is near Parissa, but it's, again, good, well-rated hotel, the Bella Santorini. It's on bed and breakfast basis. And the 1st of September is $7.89 per person, so for anyone looking to go last minute. But if you went later on in September, which should actually be a really nice time to go, it should be really easy to get around, $6.39 per person.
Okay, we're looking at some winter ideas here as well. And one that you've picked out is one I didn't really think about in winter because people see this as a summer location, which is Dubrovnik in Croatia. But Aer Lingus still continue to do flights for another couple of months to there.
Yeah, do you know what's weird is they normally finish at the end of October for around the midterm break, but they're actually going on until the 19th of November this year. So the flights are really, really cheap. And again, you get your 10kg check bag with Aer Lingus. So for flights and plus the hotels in November, like the five-star hotels are so cheap. So you could get flights and a five-star three-night break for $279 on the 5th, 12th or 19th of November. And that's staying at the Royal Palm Hotel, which is a kind of luxury boutique hotel with breakfast included. On the outskirts of Dubrovnik. And again, Dubrovnik, a bit like Santorini, you know, it's probably best avoided in July, August. So it's just a really nice time if you want a kind of a city break. You know, hopefully the weather will be nice, but, you know, you still have lots to do. It's a really nice city break destination by the sea. That's superb value at that time of year.
Yep, go do Game of Thrones. It's still going to be decent weather at that time of year as well. We're back to Spain for the next one. So we're going to Andalusia and we're going to Valencia, which will still be, I guess, warm enough around about that time of year. 28th of November, it'll be nice and mild. And again, you found a five-star hotel here for what looks like a very reasonable price.
Yeah, do you know, now Valencia, I don't know whether people, it's like, suppose I haven't actually been myself, but I believe it's a stunning city. It definitely was all the talk on trend for the last few months, but it's like people have forgot that their flights now in the winter time because they're so cheap, like €65 return. And what I like about, particularly if somebody doesn't have any annual leave left, you could go out on a Friday morning at 25 past 8 from Dublin, back on Sunday evening at 7:30. So you nearly have 3 days, but you're just going for the weekend. So with the five-star, the Valencia Palace Hotel, it's $287 per person, including your flights. There's also flights from Cork, but they're three nights. But again, like €65 return from Cork, Saturday to Tuesday. So it's definitely a really nice winter city break destination that you just get such good value at the moment.
Yeah, so I suppose racing around some of the other city ideas here. Again, Rome, popular year-round.
Yeah, and again, great value flights, like €82 return. Again, their flights, the daily flights, you can go out really early in the morning, come back late at night. So if you don't, you know, if you can take two nights and still get 3 days, there's flights from Cork there as well, similar price. Flights in a four-star hotel, $249 for two nights, or three nights from Cork is $319. Like, again, it's just a really good time to go at this time of year. It's where you're going to get the value.
Looking at Krakow, I would imagine if you're going to Krakow in late November, are you looking at Christmas markets kind of territory, Sarah?
Yeah, I pick Christmas markets have gone really, really popular. It's like the kind of trendy thing to do now, your Christmas market break every year, you know, to add to your summer holiday. So the prices have gone really, are quite expensive already, you know, people book them well in advance. But Krakow was still good value, I found, and a fabulous place for Christmas markets. It's Europe's largest market square, really, really festive, lots to do in Krakow as well. And there was a good four-star hotel in the Jewish Quarter, which is a kind a trendy part of the city to stay in. So for flights and three nights on the 8th of December from Dublin, it's $289, or the 9th of December from Shannon, it's $279. And that includes your flights and your hotel for three nights.
You've looked at kind of two periods in Morocco here, so November and also around the turn of the year as well. Tell us about the idea of maybe going to Morocco at those times.
Yeah, Marrakesh is what everybody's talking about at the moment. The Aer Lingus and Ryanair are both flying and it's very much the trendy spot. But so much so that people are kind of nearly forgetting there's flights to Agadir as well. So if you're looking for a beach holiday with a difference, you know, you've been to the Canaries and you want some winter sun with a really nice beach, the flights to Agadir work out very well. I picked a five-star that, again, it's a bit of a celebrity hangout. It's in a place called Tagazout, which is just on the outskirts of Agadir. It's like a surf town that's gone very trendy now, and this is a five-star all-inclusive resort. The reviews are unbelievable, like really high-end, and you can do a short break, so four nights including your flights, your transfers, and it's all-inclusive for all your meals, all your drinks, everything, at $579 for four nights, or $944 for seven nights in November, or slightly cheaper if you want to go in January, if you may be a nice Christmas gift idea, $539 for four nights, or $868 for seven nights. And again, they include everything, your flights, your transfers, your baggage, your meals, your drinks, no extras. And it's a really, really top hotel.
I want to ask you about two of the long hauls for next year, if people are planning for May of next year. First of all, you've picked out Thailand again, you know, potentially a week here for less than €1,000.
Yeah, the bargains, the flight bargains are really out for next year. Not so much July, as I've mentioned earlier, but certainly for low season and particularly for long haul. Like, you can get to Khao Lak, which is just kind of very close to Phuket there. It's about an hour's drive. Four-star, really top-rated four-star B&B, flights, accommodation, Qatar Airways flights, 20kg check bag for $9.87 for a week. Like, it's just for nothing when you think, you know, sometimes the flights could be nearly that. So great base if you want to travel around, if you want to do some of the islands, or you can obviously stay longer if you want to add on, you know, 10 nights, 12 nights, whatever. But again, a great value deal there for Thailand for somebody kind of planning now for next year.
Just the last one before we head towards the Five at Five Zanzibar, an all-inclusive four-star hotel. If you're willing to plan ahead, there's a decent price to be had for next
year. Yeah. I just picked this one out because I don't think I've mentioned Zanzibar on the show before. Again, an all-inclusive resort. It's typically what people would do if they were going there. And the Reef and Beach Resort gets, you know, good reviews on TripAdvisor as well. All-inclusive with your drinks, your bags, your transfers, your flights, everything, $14.45. Obviously not as cheap as Thailand, but for all-inclusive with your drinks and everything included, for somewhere completely different, I thought it was quite good value as well.
You'll make back the value yourself on that trip. Sarah Slattery from the TravelExpert.ie. My thanks for joining us on the show.
The Last Word on Today FM.